Chapter 30. Horty looked around blankly, spreading his paws.
Gone? When in the name of seasons have they gone to? They were supposed to wait here, what?
Bragoon held up a paw.
Quiet, mate. Don't move. Stay still.
He cast around, starting in a small circle and going wider.
If you go shuffling about with those big paws of yours, this dusty ground will get disturbed. Aha! Here's our tracks. Aye, and another one too. Quick, mate, grab all the gear and follow me.
Horty gathered up the cloaks and staves which he'd formed the lean-to. Burdened by this, plus the two gourds of water on his yoke, he staggered after the otter. Bragoon, having shed his share of the water, was forging ahead swiftly. Horty protested.
I say, old bean, that's a bit wasteful, ain't it? Leaving behind good water that you had to carry half a blinking night?
Bragoon kept his eyes on the trail as he answered.
Can't stop now. Got to get to our mates fast. 'Tis a matter of life and death. Keep up as best you can.
Hurrying forward, the otter began emitting an odd piercing whistle. Horty plodded on, twitching his ears in disapproval.
Matter of life and death, and the bounders whistling if you please. Wouldn't mind, but it's not even a flipping catchy tune. The belly beast brains have gone to his rudder, if you ask me, what?
Eventually, Bragoon spotted the three figures out on the arid plain. Springald and Sorrow were shuffling along, facing backwards, supporting Fenner. Closely following the squirrel and her two companions, an adder was slithering, its forked tongue flickering out, sensing prey, the fatigued trio ahead of it. Hearing the sound of Bragoon's high-pitched whistle, the snake turned, bunching its coils and hissing viciously. Not as big as some serpents the otter had encountered. It was a male, just beginning to get its growth, but angry and deadly enough to deal a fatal bite with one speedy strike of its venomous fangs. Continuing to whistle, Bragoon drew his sword and moved closer, making ready to fight if necessary. The otter smiled grimly. His ploy had worked. The hunting adder had now become the hunted, its fate sealed. Before the old warrior could strike, the young hare bawled out a warning.
Look out, pal! Here come those blinking buzzards again!
Like thunderbolts out of the blue vaults of morning, two large adult birds whizzed down. With total disregard for the snake's venomous fangs, they struck their quarry with lightning speed. The murderous beaks and talons of both buzzards snuffed out the adder's life with savage skill and ferocity. The dead snake was still writhing in the dust whilst they continued their frenzied attack. Then it went still, and the hawk screeched out their victory cry. Shielding her eyes against the sun, Sorrow watched the predators bearing their limp prey off into the cloudless sky as Bragoon and the hare approached her. She shook her head ruefully.
I wish I'd learned to do that whistle. Never could get the hang of it, though. Burn me, brush! Is that water you've got there, Horty?
Shedding all his trappings, the young hare sank wearily down.
Indeed it is, ma'am, but I'm afraid you'll jolly well have to come and get it for yourselves. I'm whacked out!
Bragoon took the yoke from him and sat it across his shoulders, then lifted the two girds.
You did well, mate. Take a rest now.
The elderly squirrel and the two abbey beasts sat amid the wasteland dust, gulping down the life-giving liquid. The otter soaked the cloth, allowing it to dribble into Fenner's mouth. He wiped her face with the damp material, cautioning them.
Drink slower or you'll be sick. This young'un will be right as rain soon. So, what happened, mate?
Sorrow looked up from the gourd.
Just afore dawn, I scented the adder. I can sniff those things a mile off.
She continued drinking as Springall took up the tale.
We knew it was somewhere close, stalking us. It was too dangerous to stay inside the lean-to. The snake would have found us. So we sneaked quietly off, but the adder saw us and came right on our track. I've never seen an adder before. Horrible beast. I was scared clean out of my wits. Good job you found us in time. We couldn't have carried Fenner much further. And Bragoon, will you teach me that whistle? It saved our lives.
The otter lifted Fenner onto his back.
Some other time, miss. Let's get this and into the pine forest shade. We found a stream over that way. I'll take you to it.
Sorrow closed her eyes dreamily.
A pine forest and a whole stream full of beautiful babbling water. Lead on, mate.